just one thing I need. I don't care about presents underneath the Christmas tree.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Big Gay Hudson Valley presents Hung With Care, a queer holiday burlesque spectacular, on Friday, November 29th at the Linda in Albany, New York, and on Saturday, November 30th at the Rosendale Theater in Rosendale, New York. The show will also be performed twice in early December at $3 Bill in Brooklyn. We're joined by New York City nightlife legend and singer Shelley Watson and Big Gay Hudson Valley co-founder Stephen Hengst. Welcome to you both. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you, Sarah. We're so excited to be here today.
This is 7th annual Hung With Care. Where did the idea come from and how have you worked on it over the years?
Hung With Care has had a couple of names before it became Hung With Care. One of them that we started off with very early was Milk and Cookies, and then we realized that Hung With Care was just an appropriate name for the show.
Mm-hmm.
So the first year we did it, we actually did it in Poughkeepsie, New York, and we used it as a way for Big Gay Hudson Valley to bring the queer community together with, you know, what a lot of people like to think of as their chosen families during the holiday season. We all love to get together with our families over Thanksgiving, and then it gives you a great opportunity to get together with your, you know, your chosen family, your additional friends, the following day, the following weekend. And everyone loves burlesque. We learned that there were still many people that weren't quite as familiar with it, and we thought, wow, this would be a really great way to bring some incredible performers up from New York into the Hudson Valley and produce a show that's just designed to get everyone together to have fun, share a laugh, and enjoy some time together over the holiday season. So the first show was all male, and that first year we actually had so many members of our audience, who many of whom are gay men, but the show's designed for everyone. Many of them said, hey, you know, that show was great, but we want to see more women in the show as well. So ever since that point now, we've had everyone involved, and it's really just grown over the years, and we're super excited to bring it to Albany for two shows on Black Friday, which is the first time we've actually ever brought it to the Capital District.
Shelley, how did you become involved in Hung With Care? How did they find you and get you to come up the highway?
Stephen and I have sort of known about each other, you know, in the queer community and just in the performance community. Like, we have a lot of mutual friends together. And I was involved with the show for many years, and he had reached out to me about possibly performing. And it wasn't until I left that other show that I was able to do this show. And the second I left the other show, we immediately got together because I had been just waiting to do the show. I love the idea of it. I love the idea as a New York City performer to get out and perform for, you know, people all across the state. And Albany's far enough that it really does seem like you're traveling to someplace completely different. This will be my second year, and I really hope it's just the beginning of many more years, because as I said, I've been waiting to be a part of this show for so long, and it's really exciting. And they do, you know, Big Gay Hudson is, it's incredible the amount of artistry that they can bring from here to bring up that isn't, it seems like it's not that far away, but it really is for people that are here in the city. And then it's exciting to see our friends who have country homes, or, you know, people that know us through Facebook or through Instagram, that we can meet in person. And I'm super excited to go back because I made a lot of friends last year, you know, during the production, and getting to go back and see them again and bring a new show. And it's really exciting. And it's a completely different audience.
Could you, either of you, tell me about some of the other performers who are on the bill for this year's Hung With Care?
You know, I think one of the, you know, as Shelley mentioned, this is the second year that she's been involved with the show. And one of the things that we're really excited about is that every year the cast varies. So we bring in different professionals from all different types of backgrounds. And as Shelley will probably tell you, she's an amazing singer, incredible MC. She has a background in opera. And she really adds a whole nother dimension to the production, because people think, oh, it's a burlesque show. People are going to get up on stage. They're going to dance. They'll take some clothing off. And that's what I'm going to expect from that. And over the years, we've really been able to amaze audiences because, you know, when Shelley comes out and she's got that voice, people aren't expecting such a powerful singer as part of the show. We have another individual as part of the show, Broody Valentino, who is this great big bear of a man. And Broody's known for his fan and feather dancing. And so you've got this very large, very bold, very proud gentleman taking to the stage, who then whips out these four-foot-long feathers and does a feather dance, which just blows people's minds. Another one of the performers, Pearls Daly, she's been part of the show almost every year now. Pearls does a large majority of her performance on point. She spent many years working in Broadway and ballet before she discovered burlesque. So she brings a whole nother element to it. And Shelley introduced us to another one of her friends this year. I'll let her tell you a little bit about her. Her name's Ravenessa.
Oh, yes, and we love Ravenessa. And, you know, just to go back to Pearls for a second, something that's really great is that Pearls was Miss Coney Island. She single-handedly raised more money than any other individual Miss Coney Island in the history of Miss Coney Island, and she just did her step-down act, as it was this year, so we're excited to talk about that. But just as Stephen was saying, Ravenessa, that's the way I like to say it. She's incredible. She's from Texas, and she's just absolutely gorgeous. And she specializes in a really old-school style of burlesque, which is classified as the slow burn. You know, Pearls, as I like to say, she's like a hummingbird after a stiff, you know, espresso, just full of energy and flitting about stage. And Ravenessa comes out and does like slow movements and really entices the audience with her eyes and, you know, with her actions. So it's a really great pairing between the two of them. And it was exciting because Stephen, you know, as Stephen and I were talking, you know, every year that the show comes around, it's always good to think about, you know, what's going on and how can we make the show even broader. All the stars are great, so it's not really making it better, mm-hmm. but broadening the experience for the audience. And you know, during the holidays, it's, you know, a rather frantic time for people. I always liken this time, that weekend after Thanksgiving, it's like grown people going home to visit their parents during college. You know, like you do the family thing, and then you're like, all right, I'm going to go meet up with my friends. But this way, some of us are the parents, and we're like, all right, kids, you know, we're going to go see a great show, you know. You go see your friends, we're going to see a great show.
It's funny, you know, over the years we've had so many people, you know, who are adult kids who bring their parents along to the show. So yeah. It's definitely a 21 and up show because we do serve alcohol at the Linda. But there's something in the show for everyone. So, you know, some people will come with their parents. Some parents will bring their grown kids. Or people just come in big groups of friends, which makes it all so much fun. And, you know, audience participation is encouraged, and there's always a lot of the performers are always looking for a lot of outcry from the audience because that helps them to truly understand that the audience is loving what they're doing.
And that's one of the things that I think is a dual pleasure about this show is, you know, it's a holiday show, so people know. You know, all holiday shows have some dancing, some flair, some staging. But the fact that it has a burlesque-style element, it also gives chance for people to sort of ease into it, you know, without it being just constant burlesque. And I think a lot of people have some misconceptions. You know, they're saying, oh, well, you know, they're stripping. But, you know, if you look at the history, and especially involved in New York State and the Americana side that, you know, of artistry that has lent itself to burlesque and vaudeville in general, you know, all of the old theaters up and down the Hudson, they used to have that all the time. So it's very interesting because older people, I think, understand more what actual burlesque is versus maybe some younger people who might only see certain stars on Instagram. But now there's multi-generations that get to go that each get something, and you know, all of them learn something. And we always include the classics, which is, you know, I'm super, super mushy when it comes to good holiday music. You know, we always we always make sure that we have those you know, those chestnuts, as they call them, because for the holidays, a lot of people have tradition for a reason. You know, it brings them comfort, literal comfort and joy.
And I think the show does a nice job of bringing numbers that are very holiday-focused and some that are just a little more holiday-themed together. So, you know, some people say, oh, well, they're going to take all the holiday classics and turn them on their heads. And we do that with a few of them. And we've got some redos of numbers. And, you know, Shelley performs a lot of her numbers live as well. But I think our performers really do a nice job of taking the holidays and bringing them to life in maybe a way you haven't seen before that just lets everyone have a great time together.
Big Gay Hudson Valley's Hung With Care, a queer holiday burlesque spectacular, will be performed twice at the Linda in Albany, New York on Friday, November 29th, and once at the Rosendale Theater in Rosendale, New York on Saturday, November 30th. It then goes to Brooklyn. To learn more, visit hungwithcare.com. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Shelley Watson and Stephen Hanks, thank you very much for your time and have wonderful performances.
Yes. And
hey, thank you, Sarah.
Holiday.
We really appreciate it. We look forward to seeing everyone there.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
All I want.